TNW Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
Hope you're doing well this morning.
Pretty good, pretty good. Just getting my day started. Trying to adjust this new time zone thing a little bit. Kind of waiting on the sun to come up. Not sure when it's going to happen.
The sun changed. We just changed the time that we wanted to come up, right?
I wish they'd kind of quit doing that, but I think it goes back to the days of they would need people. Well, you know, supposedly it's, you know, supposed to be safer for the kids going to school when the bus stops, and even before that, I think it had something to do with you know, people working the farms and this, that, and the other. But anyway, I wish they'd just pick one time zone, one time thing, and leave it like that. I think it, the way it is now, it kind of messes with the body's natural biorhythms or whatever.
But it's kind of stupid now to change it. And that, plus your animals don't change their schedule, so if you got animals waking you up, it still happens at the regular time.
Yeah, they don't pay much attention. So, I guess you headed in this morning.
I'm headed down towards Spartanburg this morning. Still in Greer here right now. So, headed almost to Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Yeah, that was kind of my stomping grounds when I was a teenager. I'd come up from Lexington and hang out with my cousin Mike and some of them Duncan boys. And we'd hop in a car and go cruising, and those were the days.
Didn't realize how good those days were back then, did we?
We did something stupid. It wasn't blasted all over social media that night. My cousin Mike had just bought a brand new GTO, and he had the papers to it up on the dash, and he hit a curve, and papers went out the window, and so anyway, we go cruising into town, and there's police doing their regular little license check. He didn't have his license, so me and him jumped out of the car and swapped places, and the cop seen us do it. And the cop had mercy on us and said, boys, y'all take this car on back to the house. I don't want to see you no more tonight.
It's nice about it.
I think that was, you know, like downtown Greer, and he was very nice about it. So, yeah, we got lucky on that, because ain't no telling how many violations we had going on, because didn't have no paperwork on the car, and it was obvious, you know, we'd swapped drivers, and that's one memory I got with my cousin Mike. Speaking of which, I was just thinking of him a little while ago. I need to get in touch with that boy, see how he's doing.
Get in touch with family. Family's important, and I think a lot of the younger generation is kind of getting away from that.
First cousins, I see her a good bit on Facebook, and you know, when I get around checking in on it. And Natasha, she's only child, she's up on Highway 11. She puts pictures out there of the bears, and black bears will be playing in her yard. And I say, well, as long as you don't go out there and play with them.
Watch the wildlife. It's not that you get a chance for that to happen much anymore, just because, you know, we're doing away with all their habitat.
My habitat disappearing up Highway 25, closer in the town. They just mowing down the trees and building factories, but out here where I'm at, I see a good many deer, and this time of year I wear a good bit of orange, so I'm not mistaken for a deer.
TFW. Yeah, know it's, you know, it's hard to find a hunting place or a safe hunting place these days because people, they just shoot at anything.
And Jody, you know, a good while back, he needed to come out here and hunt, and I haven't talked to him lately, but, he come out here and cleared out some land for me, and Hurricane Helene come in and knocked over the trees, so it's not as cleared out as it was, but, you know, he did some work for me, and I told him, well, come on, do some deer hunting when you get a chance, and I've talked to him on the phone and on the radio a time or two, but haven't seen him lately.
You live out there off of 25. You don't live out there by Scott Road, do you?
I don't know about Scott, but there's a couple of people check in on the 610 machine that it sounds like they're southern Greenville County around Piedmont, so, well, this is the 610 machine, but anyway, they check in at 9 o'clock, and, you know, they say Piedmont, so I'm pretty sure they're down this way. I don't know about Scott, you know, I've talked to him, you know, some here in the morning, so. Kind of connected him up with the fellow at church about that bean.
My brother and my son both live down there off of 25, close to that Twin Chimneys landfill.
From Twin Chimneys landfill, we got a there's a little place called Sparky's Mexican restaurant right down the road. They got pretty good food. We need to get together down there for lunch sometime.
They're south of the landfill.
But south, if you're coming down 25 and the landfill's on your left, I'm the next road on the right. And then about a quarter mile down on the left, and you can't miss all these antennas.
Yeah, roger on that. You can always recognize the ham radio operator, right? KN4GFW.
People don't know what's going on with all the antennas, but they know I'm into some kind of broadcasting, KF4NXY.
They think that mine's just a TV antenna.
A couple of old school TV antennas, and, you know, my brother Mark, before he passed, he got one of them up fairly high for me, and it's got a preamp on it, and it'll even, you know, you can even turn it, you know, to whatever channel you're trying to pick up, and there's a bunch of stuff coming over the air. I mean, you can get 45, 50 channels.
Bunch of good bit over the air TV, and it still picks up pretty good.
That 4.2 has got, you know, Andy Griffith and a lot of other stuff. There ain't a whole lot of blood and guts. You know, I bring up the regular options on the streaming TV, and it's, you know, just, and I don't know, I just not in all that blood and guts stuff anymore. I mean, maybe when I was a kid, I kind of liked the action stuff and still like some of it, but, you know, some of it's kind of unnecessary, I think.
ZLE and the Wifey headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Anthony, good morning, Miss Angela. Hope you guys are doing well. KN4TFW.
Anthony, KF4NXY. I'm going to turn the coffee pot on. I'll be back in a little bit.
SWJ, good morning, guys.
Got good to hear you.
KQ4ZLE.
Got to catch you in a little bit. KF4NXY.
From this morning.
Looking for a hump day.
ZLE. We're doing okay. We headed to work. We see how this crazy emergency room is. Just luckily, today's our Friday, so we'll be out for a few days after this.
Friday.
Your life away.
that. I got a busy weekend. I got to help one of my kiddos do an engine swap. He had a wreck the other week and totaled his truck out. Motor and stuff's still good in it. So he done bought another Tahoe. We're going to transplant the motor out of it into it. So it's going to be a busy weekend.
3 years ago, that wouldn't have been too bad of a job. Now I imagine it's pretty tough.
Bad. This is a coming out of a 2000 Silverado four-wheel drive and going into an 02 Tahoe two-wheel drive. So it's usually not too bad. I've done several swaps with the LS and with those Silverado and Tahoe platforms. So it's not too bad. Yeah, luckily most of that stuff is just plug and play as far as the sensors and all that stuff goes. So that makes it easier too. The wiring harnesses are pretty simple.
I liked them when they only had 3 or 4 wires on them. Looking light this morning.
85 northbound. We just got on to at the 11. I can't even talk this morning. Traffic's about pretty typical right now. But we'll see how it goes when we get closer to Greenville.
Yesterday up near by Spartanburg, man, it was pretty heavy for some reason.
Stop and go for us as well when we got on down here towards the 14 where they're resurfacing it. So they're having to redo the inside lane for some reason. I guess it laid right or whatever the case is. But yeah, it was pretty thick last night coming home. ZLE, I was listening. I'm bad with doggone names, but the one that lives down in southern Greenville County, I grew up literally opposite side of where the Twin Chimneys is down in that way off of West Ridgeway Road. We moved down there when I was a kid when we moved to South Carolina.
His girlfriend lived there off of Scott Road, and then my brother lives off of Lickville Road.
Exactly where both those two roads are. Scott Road was the border of our fire district with South Greenville there for a little while. I think they've moved it around a little bit, but I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've been down that way. But I know exactly where both those roads are. But I lived off of Kirby Road, K-I-R-B-Y Road, that turns off of West Ridgeway. Yeah, again, I can't even talk. off of West Ridgeway Road. But yeah, I lived there for, I don't know, most of my childhood and up until adulthood.
And that was like way out in the country back then. Now it's, man, they're just building and building and building. You can't hardly even recognize.
I hadn't been down that way in probably 5 or 6 years or more. And yeah, that's what I'm understanding. I've got some friends that still live down that way, and that's what they're telling me too.
See, they call it progress, but I'm not really sure about that. KN4 TFW.
ZLE, I totally agree 100% with you.
Making the taxes go up on the people that have been here long term, and that they're having to move just because you can't afford it anymore.
I know what you mean. I've seen that myself, and it's just a sad situation when you've got an elderly person that's home is paid for, they've lived in most of their life, and end up losing it because of taxes. They've been on a fixed income, they can no longer afford the taxes. I understand we have to pay for a few things for society, but I'm about as anti-tax as it comes. It's just, you know, they're not used for what they need to be used for, and I feel like taxes, especially property and income taxes, do more to hurt the economy and hurt people than it does to help anything.
I agree with you on that, or at least, whatever the taxes were when I moved in, that's where they should stay. I mean, you need more tax money for something. You need to charge all these people that are moving in and screwing up our economy.
I agree with that, or, you know, I just feel like I'll do a property tax altogether, income tax, and if anything, put it on the sales tax, like maybe, say, 10% across the board. Of course, you would have to cap large ticket items like cars, homes, things like that, but I just feel like society, you know, everyone would contribute more so than just of us that work and earn and own something, and then, you know, paying a home off and still having to pay taxes on it, heck, you never own it, you know. don't pay the taxes, they try to come and take it. You know, it's just not right. It's not fair.
Yeah, I know. You know, when I retired, the house will be paid off and everything, but you're still $500 or $600 a month into taxes and insurance.
Got it. I just, you know, people screaming when I talk about putting it on the sales tax, people screaming, oh, the low income. No, it won't hurt the low income. My thing is, if you're getting assistance, you're not going to be paying taxes on food anyway, sales tax. And I'm sorry, but if you're getting assistance, you don't need big screen TVs, you don't need fancy car, you don't need designer clothes. I'm sorry, but priorities come first, and, you know, your food, well-being, and stuff like that comes before the luxury. You know, if you want the luxury, then, you know, whatever. But I'm all for helping the truly needy, but it's time to start making those, what I call the lazy, you know, the ones that are full-bodied, able to work, mentally able to work, that refuse to work. I'm sorry, but it's time to start cutting them off.
We agree with you on that one.
Hold harder for thinking that way. Like I said, I'm all for helping the true needy, but, you know, the other is time to start fixing some stuff. But anyway, KQ4ZLE Friday. KQ4ZLE, and don't even get me started on how our veterans get treated. That one really irks me.
Yeah, on that one, that's where all that money should be going, to help those people that helped us out. And as I know, the one granddaughter, she just, she joined the Navy. She just made, corpsman, I think, is what she is. And that, so that's good. And then a friend of ours, her son went in the Navy 21 years ago. He's got 9 more to go.
I definitely much respect to them and much appreciate their service, for sure. My youngest son and him and his wife, they're in the Army now. They're out in Fort Bliss, Texas. Most of my family's military, but unfortunately I couldn't go in because of medical problems and injury during my kid and teenage years. But, you know, that's how it is, though.
I wish I had joined up when I was out of high school, but, you know, everything, Vietnam was over by then, and that, so I was on to other things now.
And that, I ended up spending, which I know this don't count as military, but spending 25 years as a firefighter and a paramedic. But, you know, much appreciated to those who did and were able to.
Got big wheels coming in today for a couple-hour tour. Maybe I can find me some place to stay out of sight.
But he says I try to do the same doggone thing when we have hours come in.
No matter how much sleep you get, you're still tired.
Stressors of the day, it takes so much sleep to try to make up for that, let alone the actual being tired.
Wear my Fitbit to bed, and it records your sleep pattern, and although I'm in the bed for 8 hours, I only get like 6-point-something hours.
Way early last night, and I woke up this morning, and I am still...
I'm one of those mental stress jobs, and that I know that if I had a really mental day where I had to be doing a lot of thinking and a lot of concentrating, I mean... I'll be more tired than if I dug a ditch all day.
You go home mentally exhausted, you sleep hard, and a lot of times that makes you feel like you didn't really sleep much at all. And especially like myself with sleep apnea, it makes it even harder too.
At least your commute won't be too bad today.
And the kids have outgrown Legos, so that makes it even better. I don't have to step on those on the commute either.
Really outgrow Legos, though? I mean, really?
Would you rephrase that? Outgrown Legos scattered on the floor.
Pat. KQ4ZLE.
Pat, and if you look at my QRZ picture, I've got Lego things stacked along my, battle station / radio pod, whatever, things that I've built with Legos. So, you know, no, you don't truly ever outgrow Legos.
couple of drag racing related Lego sets that I put together and put up with my racing collectible stuff. Then my youngest son, he used to build stuff like you wouldn't believe with him when he was little. I wish I had some of that stuff still put together and put up that he built. Pretty cool stuff.
Dream of one day getting and building the Lego Death Star.
Pardon my ignorance. I'm not a big movie person, but I think was that the big ball looking moon looking thing on Star Wars. If I'm correct. She just said she wants something. What's called the Millennium Falcon? Is that what you said? One that she's wanting.
That's a cool one too.
Proud of those sets.
They haven't gotten one yet. They are way proud of those sets.
What those things cost?
Poppy, she's built several of the Disney ones. She likes putting those together too. We've got them put up for
her. Now, didn't they have a Lego convention in Greenville last weekend?
Yeah, she just corrected me. She got several of the Star Wars ones also. KQ4 ZLE.
Sell those sets for what she told you she paid for them.
Same with my guns and my racing stuff. Just long when I go, she don't sell them for what I paid for, or I told her that I paid for them.
That's right.
Into the gun stuff too, so she's a little bit more informed on the prices of that stuff. KQ4 ZLE.
I've had several shotguns and several handguns.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool when the ladies get into it as well. It's really cool. Oh yeah, she said that Lego thing is this coming weekend.
So I didn't know if it was last weekend or this weekend. Mike can find a deal, but I know that's not going to be true.
Yeah.
Palmetto Expo Center right there behind the Krispy Kreme on 291.
Find out.
Info on it. Hold on. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. It's at the Greenville Convention Center. On Groupon, they have a special. You can get a ticket for like a little less than $20 for Saturday, I know. I don't know how much they're selling them for Sunday.
I'm going to check that out. Thank you.
It's about time for the gun show to come back to town, isn't it?
Looking for that too. I hadn't been to several of those. Last one I got to go to was here in Anderson, but that was last year. But I used to try to go to those all the time as well.
Years since I've been to the one there at Greenville on that, but when I was there, I bought a Browning BDA on that I wanted in 380.
I think most of the time I usually pick up small parts and stuff like that myself.
On that Beretta 30X, it's a little tip-up barrel in that. It's a remake of the Tomcat, but I heard they've been having issues with it.
Actually looking for one of the little Tomcats in a .22. I had one a long time ago. They're neat little guns. Yeah, I'd like to find one of those myself.
Got one in a .32.
A couple more AR platform rifles I want to put together. I'm just trying to decide what caliber I'm going to go with. I've got several of the standard 223.556, 300 Blackout, 350 Legend, different ones. I'm just going to try to decide what I'm going to barrel this one to.
BYU. That's you, Tony, from Townville.
This is KQ4ZLE, Anthony Temple. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I hear you a lot on check-ins. I recognize the voice. I just thought I'd say good morning. It's the first time I've heard anything other than check-ins from you. Glad you like the Second Amendment, too. I enjoy listening to your conversation. I'll back out just one way. KQ4ZYU, Atlas.
Good morning, Alan. Glad you did. Check in or holler at me anytime. Oh, yeah, I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I take time. To me, pretty simple. It's any and all gun control laws are an infringement. If the Second Amendment didn't cover, say, AR platform rifles and other, then the First Amendment would only cover the quill pen and the printing press. That's just my 2 cents worth. But anyway, yeah, good morning, sir. Check, holler at me anytime.
An AR in 5.56. About 3 or 4 years ago, my brother-in-law was getting rid of one, and then picked it up. But I'm not a big fan of recoil, so about 308 is about as big as I go.
And the jar gets me a little bit more than it used to. The older I get, then, you know, with all the injuries and stuff like that in the past, so yeah, I definitely get what you're getting at. But yeah, 308 will always be one of my top favorites for sure. I mean, there's other ones out there, but grew up, cut my teeth on the 308 deer hunting and stuff, and that and a 30-30. But yeah, oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I hit too much, and then it makes me miss my shots.
Man, but I've even gone as far as I bought a bolt action. I got a little Savage 110 and a 223. And you talking about sweet shooting little rifle, then I got a... with very, very little recoil, if any at all, less than a 243. Then I've also got a Ruger and a 22-250. Then you're talking about something fun to shoot. But yeah.
I'd love to continue to talk, but I'm right here between the lines. So I'm going to have to say 7-3 to all you guys out there and hope everybody has an awesome day and a safe commute. And I'll catch you guys later. I'd say it's your Friday, so you're off until what, Monday, Tuesday next week? KN4 TFW.
KQ4ZLE. Yeah, we'll be off until next Wednesday. But, yeah, we're pulling up at the hospital ourselves. And always enjoyed the conversation, guys. Hope everybody has a safe day, and we will catch you guys later. KQ4ZLE and the wifey will be clear on your final.
Guys, have a great day and a great weekend to you, Anthony, and the wifey.